This is a Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and you're listening to KPPPLP 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. I'm back on now.
I'm live now. I just started another live stream. Yeah? Is that what it was? Sorry, guys, they cut me off, but I am not finished. So, I am doing this again. Sorry, wasn't finished. Hi, Mark. Hi, Stephanie. Share my video out, guys. We're going to finish this article. We're going to finish this. We're going to finish. They cut me off. And there is nothing I can do about it. Is there any way one of you guys could bring me food while I'm waiting? No, bring me a salad with half a can of tuna, blue cheese dressing, the stuff that we put on the top, the croutons, the nuts and berries and onion stuff. All that. Make it. Woo! Okay. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Have we got some people on here? Hi, everybody. Okay, here we go. We are back. Security operations. So I was showing you this new thing. Obstacles. Improved and unimproved roads. Attached PowerPoint. Mission. The DAPL security team conducts static and mobile security operations supported pipeline construction. In support of the pipeline construction, DAPL security team has four primary focuses. Protect the contractors of DAPL. Protect the machinery of DAPL. Protect the material of DAPL. And protect the reputation of DAPL. And your individual subcontractor companies. Look at it. This is what they were concerned with. And Morton County was working with them. So when they tell you, oh, we were there to make sure everyone's safety, blah, blah, blah. This is the main objective. To protect. Four primary objectives, focuses. Protect the contractors of DAPL, protect the machinery of DAPL, protect the materials of DAPL, and protect the reputation of DAPL and your individual subcontractor companies. That's what they're there to do. Execution, direct intent. Security personnel will provide around-the-clock protection for DAPL. Security personnel, with the help of Morton County and law enforcement agencies from all of these different states, will work together with the FBI, together with the Department of Homeland Security, together with Border Patrol, together with all of these places, will protect the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Because that's what happened, folks. They will observe violations of the right-of-way, equipment integrity, deter and warn those who threaten the integrity of DAPL premises or property, while observing and preserving the rights of the legitimate protesters. No, they never saw protesters as legitimate. The concept of the operation. Contractor work will continue at AR-118 and continue on Work Front 2 and Work Front 3 per contractor's work plan to depart Mandan Aero Center at blah, 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 and insert via UTV and await arrival of survey crew. Survey crew will be at Mandan Aero Center at blah, blah, blah. Survey crew will insert air via air and link up with RGT team on ground. Yada, yada, yada. Fixed site security contracted, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's see what else is in here. Unclassified corporate sensitive. Mobile security as quick reaction force to reinforce static and temporary sites. Airborne response for video still capture violators of medical QRF. What is that? Air unit will be on standby during reconnaissance mission IOT. Conduct rapid air evacuation of DAPL personnel if required. Air unit will also be on standby with one medic and one security officer. IOT conduct rapid on-scene medical support, as well as evacuation by air. Observation post and placement east side of the river. Observation post adjusted using latent security east of 1806 to provide early warning of protest vehicle movement. We will accomplish this mission by providing highest quality security services while demonstrating the utmost professionalism. We will provide constant observation, communication, and protection in all of our charge. Primary effort, transportation of equipment, AR-71, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what else. Continue to provide static security for high-risk sites, including office buildings, terminals, mat yards, and contractor equipment yards. What else do they have? Tertiary effort, continue to collect information of an evidentiary level in order to further the DAPL security effort and assist law enforcement with information to aid in prosecution. There it is again. They were working right with the police to gather evidence against protectors to aid in prosecuting them. Maneuver all elements are engaged to provide security to support to DAPL. Execution of the scheme of maneuver will be fluid and changed based on DAPL requirements throughout the day. Static sites and temporary work sites will be covered based on critical and Okay, I'm turning this around again. My hand is super tired. Let me read through this really quick and see if there's anything. Panel efforts will be displacement of cell PERS. I can't even read. This is so coded. Information collection will be additional. Video and still photography support. Air support is available on cell to support. Priority of support goes to... Oh, my God. Is this the... Jesus.
Love you.
I love you, too, but... Holy cow. Look, I like dressing, but look at this. Is this an insane amount of dressing? Look at that. I can't even see the food. Shoot. Well, that's what happens when I'm doing a live feed, but I'm starving. Ugh. I hope this pisses off my trolls that don't like me eating. I'm going to eat anyway. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I have to eat or I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Priority of support goes to units engaged by protesters. Restriction of air support are weather-based only. Reconnaissance and surveillance will be conducted overtly by all security personnel of any potential or actual protesters. The purpose is to collect evidentiary, photographic, and video evidence if in an engagement. When law enforcement arrives, videographers and photographers will immediately identify themselves to the law enforcement incident commander and provide immediate playback to further the law enforcement officer's investigations. Check it out. They were Tiger Swan working with Morton County. That's what they did. Purpose, collect information that is relative and timely to the... my camera's falling. Technical situation on the ground and support the pipeline effort and support law enforcement efforts and support the law enforcement. It's a circle jerk. Tiger Swan, Energy Transfer Partners, Morton County, they all support each other. They all love each other. They work with the media. They put out the propaganda. They attack the social media networks that were supporting water protectors. That's what they did. It's all in here. It's documented. They documented it. And for prosecution of violation of the right of way and equipment sanctity, if the sanctity of the equipment is ever put into question, as well as any assault on pipeline personnel. That's what those videographers are there to do. Information collected of a strategic value will be assessed and forwarded to corporate headquarters for analysis and processing by Energy Transfer Partners. Engineering not applicable at this time. Task to maneuver, see task scatter sheets, coordinating instructions, maintain current security posture, maintain current community tempo, coordinate any withdrawal from work sites, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Location of operations center in Mandan Airfield, Greg Allen. Location of higher headquarters in ECT headquarters in Houston, Texas. Primary WhatsApp message, alternate cell to Ops Intel Center. Guardian Angel application, SOS beacon. Color of the day, red. Color of the night, green. Okay. What's this other thing? Ooh, there's another one. What's this one say? Proton emission. This looks like the same thing. This looks like the same document. Yes, it is. Okay. Approved by Alan G. The names of private individuals whose actions are not already in public record or whose authorization we did not obtain have been redacted to protect their privacy. The Intercept will publish the remaining situation reports in the coming weeks. In addition, The Intercept is publishing a selection of communications obtained by public records requests detailing coordination between a wide variety of law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. I already read all of that. Okay. And then, finally, we are publishing two additional documents also in the public record that detail Tiger Swan's role spearheading Energy Transfer Partners' multi-pronged security operations. Those are the ones I just read right now. The FBI was reached out to, and they did not want to respond for a request to comment on this article. Police guard a bridge near Ocheti Sakowin Camp at the edge of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation outside Cannonball. And now we know a public-private partnership beginning in April of last year. Indigenous activists calling themselves water protectors and their allies spent months attempting to block construction of the 1,172-mile access pipeline, which runs near Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota and traverses three other states. DAPL opponents were met with a heavily militarized police apparatus, including local and out-of-state police and sheriff's deputies, as well as the Bureau of Indian Affairs Police and National Guard troops. Talk about overkill. The police became notorious for their use of so-called less-than-lethal weapons against demonstrators, including rubber bullets, beanbag pellets, LRAD sound devices, and water cannons. But it was the brutality of the private security officers that first provoked widespread outrage concerning pipeline project. On Labor Day weekend of 2016, Democracy Now! Captured footage of pipeline security guards attacking peaceful protesters with dogs. In the aftermath of that incident, Energy Transfer Partners turned to Tiger Swan. That's their response to hire mercenaries. A company with a deep background in counterterrorism operations to oversee the work of the other security companies contracted to protect the pipeline. They're not protecting people. They're protecting inanimate objects that will pollute and poison you. Other security firms working alongside the pipeline included Silverton, Russell Group of Texas, Tencode LLC, Permar Security, SRC, OnPoint Security, and Layton, according to documents. Based in Apex, North Carolina, Tiger Swan was created by retired Army Colonel James Reese during the height of the war in Iraq. Reese, a former commander in the Elite Army Special Operation Unit known as Delta, entered into the explosive private security and intelligence industry, hoping to compete with Blackwater, then the most successful of the private military companies supporting U.S. war efforts in the Middle East and Afghanistan. Tiger Swan has an estimated 350 employees and maintains offices in Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, India, Latin America, and Japan. Records from the North Dakota Private Investigation and Security Board shows that Tiger Swan has operated without a license in North Dakota for the entirety of the pipeline security operation, claiming in a communication with their board, quote, "We are doing management and IT consulting for our client and doing no security work." Notice how they have no problem lying about what they're doing. These people are above the law. They can do anything they want. Why not when they're working with Morton County? I mean, why wouldn't they think they can do whatever they want? They lied to their own board and said, "We're not doing anything illegal. They're non-licensed. They're working here the whole time without a license." But nobody cares about that. Morton County doesn't care about the law. Morton County doesn't care about breaking the law. They care about money. And they care about pipelines. In September, the licensing board learned about the company's position as a Dakota Access contractor and wrote a letter to its North Carolina headquarters requesting that it submit a license application. Then Tiger Swan did so, but the board denied the application on December 19th. Did they leave? No. After James Reese wrote a letter objecting to the decision to deny their application, the security board's executive director responded on January 10th that, quote, "One reason for the denial concerns your failure to respond to the board's request for information as to Tiger Swan's and James Reese's activities within the state of North Dakota. One of the reasons that they were denied the application was because they refused to give information about what the hell they're doing here. And that's why they got denied." Oh my God. Neither Tiger Swan nor the board responded to questions regarding the current status of the company's licensing, or should I say, lack thereof. The leaked situation reports indicate that during the company's first weeks working on the pipeline, Tiger Swan operatives met with law enforcement in Iowa, in North Dakota, including Sheriff Dean Danziesen of Mercer County, North Dakota. Mercer County, North Dakota, who agreed to sharing of information with Tiger Swan. Let's look at the report. Here it is. September 12th. Four vehicles made multiple passes. Storm Lake construction site. License plates recorded. Sent to Houston. Four protests in Kennerell. Ops anticipated event. Mason City. Let's see what else they've got in here. Local law enforcement. Meeting call. Recovery of pipe bending equipment back to Mandan Yard and technical inspections of damaged equipment activities were overwatched by Predator on loan to the JJOC from Oklahoma. Establish LNO link within the LAJOC. The Law Enforcement Joint Operations Center. Joint Operations met with Sheriff Danziger. Agreed to sharing information with Tiger Swan. Yippee skippy. It's all set up. Isn't that wonderful? By September 13th, the documents indicated TigerSwan had placed a liaison. TigerSwan had a liaison, an operative working inside law enforcement. Okay, are you hearing me? TigerSwan, a mercenary company, had an operative working inside law enforcement. Let's find that in their little document here. Gathered intelligence, gathering arrests, stop near blah, 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 Mississippi, 20 personnel attended, Ops Fusion Center, protest site, blah, blah, blah. Protest plan, amphitheater downtown, Des Moines, yada, 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 protest call to action, energy transfer parts are so clear. Oh, this is the one that we already read from before. Coordination meeting work call for ongoing operations scheduled for 14 September with blank and Sean S. Is that what they're talking about? BCI UNK in the AM to collect evidence. North Dakota blank coming here to assist in tech setup. Huh. I'm not seeing in this document where planning and communications from our personnel. Having the LNO and the JOC LEO has been a huge improvement. Maybe that's what they were talking about. Having a Tiger operative person right working directly with us is a huge improvement. The documents indicate TigerSwan had placed a liaison inside the Law Enforcement Joint Operations Command in North Dakota. The fusion of public and private intelligence operations targeting water protectors was underway. One of TigerSwan's lines of communication with law enforcement was via intelligence briefings that echo the company's internal situation reports. The briefings obtained by The Intercept were sent by TigerSwan's Deputy Security Director, Al Ornosky, to a variety of recipients, including the Gmail accounts of Sheriff Danzianson, I can't say his name, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirchmeyer, who was regularly involved in policing the protests, also received at least one of the TigerSwan briefings. He was listening and taking orders from TigerSwan. Denizen did not respond to a request for comment, and a spokesperson for the Morton County Sheriff's Department wrote in an email to The Intercept that the department, quote, did maintain communications with TigerSwan Security in order to understand when and where DAPL construction activities were taking place. This gave law enforcement situational awareness in order to monitor and respond to illegal protest activities. So they basically just said that, yeah, they got the reports and they were using those reports to arrest people. Welcome to North Dakota, where the cops don't even have to hide what they're doing. Corruption here, it's out in the open. TigerSwan also aided prosecutors. Wow. They aided prosecutors in building cases. You mean fabricating cases? You mean framing people? Is that what you mean? They aided prosecutors in building cases against pipeline opponents. According to an October 16 document obtained via a records request, the security team's responsibilities included collecting information of an evidentiary level that would ultimately aid in the prosecution of protesters. A leaked report dated September 14th indicates TigerSwan met with the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigations, I read that to you, regarding video and still photo evidence collected for prosecution. The same document describes plans to continue building persons of interest folders and coordination with law enforcement intelligence. Tiger Swan situation reports also describe conversations between the company's operatives and FBI agents on at least 4 occasions. Activists on the ground were tracked by a North Dakota helicopter that provided live video coverage to their observers in police agencies, according to an October 12 email thread that included officers from the FBI, DHS, BIA, state and local police, including Jay Grubel. In one email, National Security Intelligence Specialist Terry Van Horn of the U.S. Attorney's Office acknowledged his direct access to the helicopter video feed, which was tracking protesters' movements during a demonstration. Quote, watching a live feed from DAPL helicopter pending arrival at sites, he wrote. Cecily Fong, a spokesperson for law enforcement throughout the protest, acknowledged that an operations center in Bismarck had access to the feed, stating in an email to The Intercept that, quote, the video was provided as a courtesy so that we had eyes on the situation. Asked about the intelligence group, Fong replied, quote, the intelligence group was formed from virtually the beginning. It involved personnel from our state and local intelligence centers, the BIA, the FBI, and Justice. Considering of around 7 people who monitored social media in particular in this case, because that was the medium most, if not all, of the protesters were using. I am honored that they felt that they were a big enough threat to go to this level of intervention, Ed Fallon, an activist mentioned several times in Tiger Swan documents, told The Intercept. As the water protector movement expanded from North Dakota to other states, so did the surveillance. A report dated March 29th, for instance, points to a meeting between Tiger Swan and the Des Moines field office of the FBI, with the Omaha and Sioux Falls offices joining by conference call. Also in attendance were representatives of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Department of Homeland Security, the Iowa Department of Emergency Services, the Iowa Department of Homeland Security, and the Iowa Department of Wildlife. Topics covered included the current threat assessment of the pipeline, the layout of current security assets, and persons of interest. The FBI seemed very receptive to the information presented to them, and follow-up meetings with individuals will be scheduled soon. End quote. Tiger Swan's relationship with public police agencies was not always harmonious. The situation's reports described Tiger Swan's frustration with the amount of leeway some law enforcement gave protesters in Iowa and the company's efforts to convince officers to use more punitive tactics. In a situation report dated October 16, Tiger Swan applauds a recent increase in bail in Lee County, Iowa, calling it significant because this may impede protesters from risking arrest due to the high cost to be released by bail from bail. The documents contrast the county's tactics by those used by others. The document contrasts Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County law enforcement are not supportive of DAPL security mission, the report says, noting those agencies' reluctance to arrest or cite trespassing individuals. We need to work closer with Calhoun, Boone, and Webster County law enforcement to ensure future protesters will at least be fined, if not arrested, the analyst notes. Alternatively, we could request Lee County law enforcement speak with other counties and tactics that are working. Contacted for comment recently, elected Lee County Sheriff Stacy Weber said, he hadn't discussed Tiger Swan with the previous sheriff. As far as I knew, the protest stuff was over with, and we haven't had any protests since. He said, in fact, Weber hadn't heard of the company until earlier this week. She never even heard of the name Tiger Swan. When a Tiger Swan program manager named Don Felt stopped by the office. Now you know who they are, right? He dropped his card off and he said he just wanted to say hello. Hi, Tiger Swan calling. It's like Avon. Tiger Swan, we're just in the neighborhood. Let me show you a picture. Tiger Schwan. Nobody knows who you are. Tiger Schwan. Tiger Schwan. Tiger Swans and internal files describe its utilization of aerial surveillance, including use of helicopters and drones, to photograph and monitor the pipeline opponents. The September 12th situation report notes that an operation by construction workers was overwatched by a predator on loan, a predator drone, from the JJOC from Oklahoma. The Tiger Swan contractor who provided the intercept with the situation report said he did not believe the company ever operated a Predator drone, but metadata in images he shared pointed to a camera used by a commercially available Phantom 4 drone. One of the daily intelligence updates notes plans to obtain night vision goggles, LRADs, body armor, and FLIR, forward-looking infrared cameras. That's what FLIR stands for. The reports also reveal a widespread and sustained campaign of infiltration at protest camps and activist circles. Throughout the leaked documents, Tiger Swans makes reference to its intelligence gathering teams, which infiltrated protest camps and activist groups in various states. Tiger Swan agents, using false names and false identities, regularly sought to obtain the trust of protesters, which they used to gather information that they reported back to their employers, according to the Tiger Swan contractor. The September documents make numerous references to Silverton personnel who were overseen by Tiger Swan attending protests in Iowa. Silverton did not respond for requests for comment. Covert operations are implicit in many of the other situation reports, which are filled with details that only individuals with close and consistent access to the protesters' communications could have gathered. On a few occasions, however, the report makes the presence more explicit, for instance, by referring to sources in the camp. For example, November 5th situation report describes the exploitation of documents found at Camp 1. Apparently, they didn't contain much revealing material. Of most concern, the situation report says, were the Earth First magazines found at the camp. These magazines promote and provide technical tactics, techniques, and procedures for violent activities. In an October 3rd report, Tiger Swan discusses how to use its knowledge of internal camp dynamics, exploitation of ongoing narratives versus non-natives, native versus non-native rifts and tribal rifts between peaceful and violent elements, and is critical in our effort to delegitimize the anti-DAPL movement. They talk about exploiting ongoing native versus non-native issues and tribal rifts between peaceful and violent elements, which are critical in their effort to delegitimize the anti-DAPL movement. On February 19, Tiger Swan makes explicit its plan to infiltrate a Chicago protest group. Tiger Swan, quote, Tiger Swan collection teams will make contact with event organizers to embed within the structure of the demonstration to develop a trusted agent status to be cultivated for future collection efforts. The report notes, later repeating its intent to covertly make contact with event organizers. At every action I went to, they had their own people walking around with a video camera getting in people's faces, Ian Souter, a protester who was described as a person of interest in a Tiger Swan report, told The Intercept. Perhaps one of the most striking revelations in the documents is the level of hostility displayed by Tiger Swan toward water protectors. Tiger Swan consistently describes the peaceful demonstrators using military and tactical language more appropriate for counterterrorism operations in an armed conflict zone. At times, the military language verges on parody, as when agents write of protesters stockpiling signs or when they discuss the caliber of paintball pellets. More often, however, the way Tiger Swan discusses protesters as terrorists, their direct actions as attacks, and the camps as a battlefield, revealing how the protesters' dissent was not only criminalized, but treated as a national security threat. A March 1 report states that protesters' operational weakness allows TS elements to further develop and dictate the battle space. In one internal report dated May 4th, a Tiger Swan operative describes an effort to amass digital and ground intelligence that would allow the company to find, fix, and eliminate threats to the pipeline. An eerie echo of find, fix, and finish, which is a military term used by special forces in the U.S. government's assassination campaigns against terrorist targets. Did you hear what I said? They made lists of people of interest, and they talk about fixing, finishing, and eliminating threats. This is what they did to Kathleen Bennett and her family. They targeted people. They put false charges on them, and then they removed them. No more threat. BJ Nastasio, yes. BJ too. People were targeted. And the people around them, they didn't even know. They didn't even know the people around them were not water protectors, but infiltrators for Tiger Swan. People working with the cops. Okay. Tiger Swan pays particular attention to protesters of Middle Eastern descent. A September 22 situation report argues that the presence of additional Palestinians in the camp and the movement's involvement with Islamic individuals is a dynamic that requires further examination. The report acknowledges that currently there is no information to suggest terrorist-type tactics or operations, but nonetheless warns that with the current limitation of information flow out of the camp, it can't be ruled out. Haitham El-Zabari, a Palestinian-American activist singled out in the reports, was shocked to hear his name mentioned in that context. As indigenous people, Palestinians stand in solidarity with other indigenous people and their right to land, water, and sovereignty, he told The Intercept. To insinuate that our assumed faith is a red flag for terrorist attacks is another example of willful ignorance and the establishment's continued attempts to criminalize nonviolent protests and justify violence against it. Such ethnic and religious profiling of protesters was not unusual. An October 12 email thread shared among members of the Intel group provides a striking example of how Tiger Swan was able to cast suspicion on specific individuals and communicate it to law enforcement officials. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Tanya Janner emailed several other officers, including two FBI agents, with an overview of information provided by company intelligence. The information pertained to a woman whom Janner labeled as a strong Shia Islamic with a strong female Shia following. The woman had made several trips overseas, and Janner wrote. If you travel and you are, oh my God. Tiger Swan agents also regularly tracked individual movements across state lines. Wow. Minnie Wachoni, water is life. If you want clean water, you're going to be profiled and possibly killed in Trump's America. That's what you can expect. You're starting to figure this out? Are you guys starting to put stuff together now? Are you starting to understand what they did to people? Innocent water protectors like BJ Nastasio? Like Kathleen Bennett? Like Redfawn Fallis? And some of these people turned themselves into the cops. Nobody does that without a plan. They turned themselves in. Who does that? Some of these, you know, what they call it, I think there's a special word for when operatives go in, you know, especially if it sounds like or if it looks like that somebody might be onto them. And then they get arrested. Oh, I got arrested. And they turn themselves in. Yeah, I'm not stupid. On November 4th, according to one of the Tiger Sons internal documents, a white SUV pulled up to a pipeline valve site in South Dakota. Approached by a security guard, the driver introduced himself as Gary Tomlin and informed the officials that he was a freelance reporter covering the pipeline. In an interview, 63-year-old Gary Tomlin, who covers the local school board for Galesburg, Illinois, the Register Mail, said that he had set out to travel the length of the pipeline and write a story about it as a freelancer. I had time and the ability to do it, and I thought, well, I'll go look at the sucker, he said. Sorry, not in Trump's America, you can't. You can't just do that. The pipeline company will sick a private security firm on you and attack you. A situation report from the Day notes, this is the same individual identified in the sitrep a few days ago in Illinois and Iowa. The security company On Point quickly contacted Tiger Swan Intelligence, quote, for an assessment of Gary Tomlin, and notified guards in the next sector that Tomlin was on his way. Quote, movement of spread team 6 was conducted so as to intercept and or observe Gary Tomlin's movement throughout South Dakota sector. The document states, it is my belief, the analyst adds, that Gary Tomlin is hiding his true intentions and that he has a plethora of information to provide to protesters. It is estimated he will arrive in North Dakota on the evening of the 4th or the morning of the 5th. Tomlin laughs at the notion that he was working with protesters. When he arrived at the camps in North Dakota, few people would talk openly with him. Quote, they were highly aware of infiltrators, he said. I fit the profile of those security people. I'm an old white man. They wouldn't even talk to him. Hilarious. Cody Hall, a prominent Native activist whose movements are tracked very closely in the Tiger Swan reports, told The Intercept he knew he was being followed whenever he left the camp. It was obvious they were driving in trucks, SUVs. They would be right behind me, right next to me. It was like, damn, man. It's like you're getting an escort. That was always the scary thing. How did they know I was coming? Their stated goal is to build the camp from 20 people to at least 100 people by midsummer. Defend Iowa, an introduction. Robert Rice hosted a series of videos critical of the pipeline protest movement without disclosing that he was working for Tiger Swan. This guy, Robert Rice, the guy that was making the videos that were against the protest movement, against water protectors. Yeah, well, he failed to mention he was working for Tiger Swan. Ask yourself this, too, about some of these people who are out there getting Facebook famous right now in the documentaries about how they're the heroes of Standing Rock. And how do they manage to travel all over the place? How do they manage to travel everywhere and be at all these places and be in photo ops next to water protectors like Prolific the Rapper going, yeah, we support the protest movement. How do those people get all that money to travel around when they don't have jobs? Interesting. Maybe someone is paying them. Possible. We know Tiger Swan has a lot of money, and we know Energy Transfer Partners are billionaires, and they've been paying off a lot of people. Lots and lots of people. Social engagement plan, a document dated October 16th, obtained via a public records request. The videos by Robert Rice were posted on Facebook pages. They were taken down after The Intercept reached out to Tiger Swan for comment. Tiger Swan had Robert Rice's videos removed because he was their employee. And when The Intercept went, did you guys pay this guy to put all these anti-pipeline videos out there? Look at the detail of how much they did. You think that they wouldn't pay people at the camp that are just out there collecting money? You're wrong. You're wrong. And I told you 5 months ago that the people that were connected to Kathleen Bennett's case were mercenaries. A document dated October 16, obtained via Public Records Request, lays out the mission of Tiger Swan-led security team working in North Dakota. In addition to protecting the pipeline workers, machinery, and construction material, the company also expected to protect the reputation of DAPL. The public relations mission quickly became a priority for Tiger Swan, documents show. As a leaked situation report from early September puts it, success would require, quote, strategic messaging from the client that drives the message that we are the good guys, tell the real story, and address the negative messaging with good counter messaging. Or money. Maybe you could just pay the law enforcement officers off. Bend the laws. Or go to a corrupt state like North Dakota, and then you have zero problems. On numerous occasions, Tiger Swan agents stressed the need to change the public narrative established by protesters and swing public support in favor of the pipeline. As accounts of protest repression garnered nationwide support for the DAPL movement, the firm's agents painstakingly collected and analyzed media coverage, warning their client about certain incidents might be received by the public. This article is only in the Huffington Post, but the expansion of the tribe's narrative outside of the Native American community media outlets is of concern. On October 3rd report, one October 3rd report notes, Tiger Swan agents regularly describe protesters' accounts of events as propaganda. But Tiger Swan's personnel did not limit themselves to monitoring the narrative. They also tried to change it. In a report dated September 7th, Tiger Swan agents discussed the need for a social engagement plan. On September 22nd, they discussed the development of an information operation campaign run by company's North Carolina-based Intel team and Robert Rice, who, without disclosing his Tiger Swan affiliations, posed as Alan Rice in a series of amateurish videos in which he provided commentary critical of the protests. The videos posted on the Facebook page Defend Iowa and Netizens for Progress and Justice were removed after The Intercept contacted Tiger Swan, Rice, and the page's administrators for comments. None of them responded. All of them can be found hiding under their desks. They're donas sudando. That's just for the people that speak Spanish. Their donas are sudando right now. With the Dakota Access Pipeline construction nearing completion, Tiger Swan might have found itself out of a lucrative contract. But in the months leading up to the first oil delivery through the pipeline, the company made sure to stress the continued need for security. Quote, everyone must be concerned of the lone wolf, a Tiger Swan operative wrote in a March 7th report. Should we slip from that conscience, we may all be amiss. I cannot afford this in my duties, nor will we, I, allow or accept this. I cannot thank everyone for enough for their support during this entire process. However, the movement continues, and I, will not stop. That's not in my vocabulary. We will always overwatch as the protectors, what is in the best interest for Energy Transfer Partners, as we are the guardians. They are the guardians of Energy Transfer Partners. In recent weeks, the company's role has expanded to include the surveillance of activities networks marginally related to the pipeline, with Tiger Swan agents monitoring anti-Trump protests from Chicago to Washington, D.C., as well as warning its clients of growing dissent around other pipelines across the country. In a March 24 report discussing the likely revival of protests as summer approaches, Tiger Swan writes, quote, much like Afghanistan and Iraq, the fighting season will soon be here with the coming warming temperatures. What the hell kind of country do we live in where our government and companies working with our government and our law enforcement hire mercenaries to attack its citizens? What the hell is going on? That's what's happening, folks. This is the America that you live in. Now you know the truth. And by the by, remember Wesley Clark Jr. told you, remember that I told you there were mercenaries out there. And all the same people, that's why I started giving side eye to all those people hanging out with Ed Higgins and Michael Marcus and Michael Fassig, all those people that were giving intelligence to Morton County, all those people who gave statements against Kathleen, who hurt this family, and never once did anything to try to correct it. Even when people reached out to them and told them, why are you participating in this? How are you connected to this? Why aren't you doing anything to help free Kathleen Bennett? Then I realized, because they're all involved. Because they're here to criminalize people. They're here to talk smack about people in the camp. They're here to put away innocent people. Now, hopefully, all of these media outlets that ignored the story of Kathleen Bennett have their eyes wide open and are now going to get off their duffs and do their damn job. Because little 88.1 FM, KPPPLP, non-commercial community radio station in Fargo-Moorhead, has been on this for months. And none of y'all said you had the resources or the time to look into this. But we did it. We did that job. And we've been telling you ever since what The Intercept is confirming today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this out. Tell everybody. Share the story of Kathleen Bennett and share this story. Let people know what you know. Mini Wachoni, water is life. Bye, guys.
This is A Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and you're listening to KPPPLP 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves.